Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast about the realities of making it all work whilst juggling everything life throws at you. I'm Libby Langley, business mentor, author, self-employed since 2011 and still making it up as I go along, still occasionally crying into my laptop and still here for it. This isn't shouting strategy from the rooftops. It's about what's working, what's changing, what I'm experimenting with, all shared so you feel more supported and more human in your own messy business. Here's this week's episode. Enjoy. Let's talk about clutter, digital clutter specifically. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, and I thought it was a good episode for you to listen to. Not as in a spring clean, you know, new year, chuck everything out, but just a kind of, this is the weight that you probably can't really see, and it might explain why you feel a bit, don't know, lost, confused, unfocused, distracted, whatever you're feeling, right? I've been thinking about clutter a lot recently, and I've started 2026 by, wait for it, closing some tabs on my Chrome. Apparently, the fact that I closed 65 tabs, it was insane that I had that many open in the first place. And I'm like, well, I had more than that, but that's how many I closed. But the thing about digital clutter is that it creates this kind of mental weight, right? Physical clutter, I find that extraordinarily stressful. But you can tidy it up, you can put it in cupboards, you can scoop it up and chuck it all in the bin, whatever. But digital clutter, it kind of just sits there like a weight. You know, there's emails in your inbox, there's old web pages that might still be live, there's web pages that are no longer live, but are still on your website, tabs you don't close, offers you don't even run anymore, like things that you once said yes to that are just kind of sitting there asking something of you, sitting in the background asking something of you. So this isn't an episode about getting organized or starting fresh, and it's certainly not about inbox zero or productivity. It's about the background noise that so many of us are carrying and how that noise affects how we think, how we decide, and how we feel in our businesses. One thing that I've noticed recently when I've started deleting things is how much lighter I feel. Not necessarily more motivated or not necessarily more energized, but clearer. And that's what I want to explore today. This mental weight of digital clutter and why it builds up so easily and why and what letting things go can actually unlock, you know, not with a need for a big reset or a shiny plan, but just, do you know what? I feel a bit better now. And I think that small progress is what is going to be so, so important to everyone in 2026. And actually, one of the reasons that I've been doing this is that, well, as you know, if you've listened to any previous episodes, 2025 was a tough year for me. And I had a really good break over Christmas, had two good weeks off, just a nice time with my husband, and it was great. And so I felt much better coming back into 2026. But then my cat died a couple of days ago. And yeah, it's really sad, desperately sad, actually. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. But anyway, just to say that because it's been so, because she's nearly 21 and my buddy and my baby and all this. But the fact that that's happened has, in the first week back to work, has meant that I've not really been able to do anything. I've been pretty incapacitated. And so just a little bit of digital decluttering has felt really good for me to do, but also all I've been capable of. So, and I didn't mean, I haven't decluttered my cat. That's not part of it. God, oh, can't even joke about it. So, okay, so let's talk about digital clutter, because you don't want me just sobbing for half an hour, do you? How much I miss my baby. But digital clutter, it's not a neutral thing. It is cognitively demanding. Right? It takes mental capacity. But digital clutter, it's not obvious. You know, I've been in business for 14 years, right? And in that time, I've probably created 14 billion digital files in one way or another. And they sit there, right? They just sit there on your computer and they're in some file called, I don't even know what, but, you know, Libby's Courses. And it's like, Or you know, there's one called LL Brand. And it's like, I don't even know what that means. That's old branding stuff. It's just like, I don't use that anymore. I don't file thing that in there. I've got, you know, archive one, archive two, old archive, previous clients. And it's like, it's just stuff that sits there. And there must be, I don't know, thousands of files on my computer. And it's not good for your computer to have all that, right? And you probably end up paying more and more and more for your cloud storage as well. And you don't need all of it. But the kind of cognitive demand of it is that it's like tiny unfinished decisions or unfinished business. It just sort of sits there. And you won't actively think about them, right? I don't actively think about that course I created in 2015 that's still in my files. But your brain knows they're there. And it is this like unfinished business thing. And it's not that these things take time. It's that they take attention even when you're not looking at them. And this mental load, right? We're in a period of things being heavy, things being demanding, the world being arguably an increasingly scary place because of the stuff that goes on in America. And, you know, that impacts us. And whilst business might be great, this isn't really about income. You know, this is about freeing yourself up to think about the things that actually matter. And the more we can kind of let go of that we don't need, the more we're able to have space. And that space doesn't need filling, right? That space is just needed to cope with everything. So I think that digital clutter sometimes feels heavier than physical clutter. And I don't cope well with physical clutter. I'm very autistic, very tidy. And having lived in a building site for, you know, three months, it's been very, very stressful for me. But I know that stepping over things, because there's a little pile of, you know, that crate's got my food in it, that's got my plates in it, not having a kitchen, all of that, you know, that's like an obvious stressful thing, but it will get better and then you can tidy it all. But digital clutter isn't, it feels heavier than that because it's just stuff in the background. And one thing that I started to do, I did a bit of it about 3 years ago and then didn't get very far, but it's deleting photos, right? My iCloud storage was full and I'm not paying anymore. I don't need 26,000 photos. Even I know that. So I've been doing a year a day on deleting stuff. In fact, I've only done two. I'm up to the end of 2021. And it's been really interesting going through stuff, particularly with my cat dying, because I'm like, oh, look at all these pictures of my baby. So that's been quite nice, actually. But also, it's brought back a few memories. And then it's also like, I don't need 30 pictures of the same view. Yeah, it's a great photo, but I don't need it from all these angles. I can just delete them. And knowing that the capacity of my phone and also the need to pay more for more storage has gone down, it's been really good. It's like I know that the photos up to the end of 2021, after that, still to do, the photos on there, I can scroll through them and they're all like stuff that means something. They're not random screenshots of I don't even know what anymore or why I wanted to save that somebody's LinkedIn post from 3 years ago. Don't know what it was going to remind me of, but it doesn't. And I think that's why I think you know, you're literally carrying a lot of this stuff around in your pocket on your phone, let alone what's on your computer or your laptop or some other cloud drive. It does feel heavier because it's literally with you all the time. And it's just kind of not healthy there. There's no natural sense of this is full. You know, like when your bin gets full, right? You empty your bin. When your cupboard gets full, you tidy your cupboard and throw away some of those plastic tubs that you've been collecting from Chinese takeaways for the last 20 years. You know, you see it, but there isn't the natural sense of this is full when it comes to digital stuff, which means that you have to proactively do it. And it just sits there like an ever increasing pile of rubbish around you. And I think it also does carry an emotional residue, you know, like old versions of you, old intentions, old energy. Certainly I've got, you know, LL Brand. I've got three, four, I don't know how many different branding things I've done over the years. And it's nice to keep history, so that's fine. But doesn't need every iteration or every version or every, you know, every course I've ever written, and including how to, you know, how to use Facebook from like 2010. I just don't need them. But it's difficult to decide what is an interesting historical artifact and what is digital clutter, you know? Photos is the best example of shit we just carry around, really is. But yeah, you don't need it all. And past emails to past clients, past things, even bad stuff that happened, you just don't need it all. I had a physical clear out when I moved my office around, when we got the carpets in it, finally. And I unearthed a couple of things that I'd forgotten about, but I got rid of, I was pretty brutal. I was quite brutal when we moved into this house 5 months or so ago, but I did the rest of it. And actually it was just so cathartic and so liberating to know that the things that I've got are things that I want to have. And I've got a lot of stuff, you know, I do have a lot of stuff, but it all has a purpose. But digitally, nope. And I think as well, digital stuff, it's often tied to obligation rather than usefulness. Oh, I might keep this. I better keep all these things, all these receipts, because there needs to be 6 years of, you know, audit trail, which there does, right? Whatever it is, however many years it is. But not everything needs to be kept for those same reasons. You do not need all those emails that you sent to that client that you haven't worked with for 5 years. You just don't need them anymore. Nobody is ever going to read them, you know? And if they come back to you and work with you again, you're going to be starting from, you know, you're going to remember them, but you're going to be starting from kind of point zero again because everybody's moved on. So we don't need it. And closing those tabs that I did last week, it sounds so stupid, but it was like, oh my God, what if I need that tab? What if I actually do want to read that thing that I've had open for 2 years and not read yet? What if I actually do want to do that? And it's like, well, you're probably not going to, because you haven't got this, you haven't done so this far, so you'll be fine. And also you didn't even remember it until you looked at it anyway. So just take a deep breath, close your eyes, press the X, close it. So, you know, I think for you to think about the old offers that you've got kicking around. Do you really need them? No, I would probably not. If you're never going to recreate that offer, you can get rid of it. Same with Canva designs. Libby, you don't need all 200 podcast tiles you've created for every episode. You can delete them. So yes, I talked to myself there. But it's true, right? You don't need all the web pages you've ever created. You can get rid of them. You don't need all the emails. I had 1,256 emails in my inbox because I'd lost control of it. And I'm down to 35 now, of which 15 are unread because they're all things that I want to do something with. So in 3 months' time, when I've not done anything with them, I'll just delete those too. But, you know, I bought a couple of little, they're not courses, they're things I want to just learn about. So they're new and they're there as unread. But everything else, it's like I've filed it all or I've deleted it. And it's amazingly liberating because I'm like, I've got control of my inbox again. I feel really smug. And yeah, I just don't have that weight anymore. So at least when something arrives now, I'm like, right, I can decide what to do with it, right? And also there will be things that no longer fit who you are now. So, you know, the what were you thinking file, either create that file and put everything in it, or just if it's going to go in the what were you thinking file, just delete it. I think that's fine. Because this clutter, it keeps you mentally in the past. You know, it often exists because a past you set something up. And if you leave it there, it keeps you subtly but firmly tethered to that version of yourself. And that's not what you need. You don't need that. I don't need that. we don't need to be tethered to past versions of ourselves. You know, there's enough weight in the world that's keeping us heavy, you know, whatever, troubled, that we don't need to do it to ourselves with shit that just sticks around. We don't need to do that. And if you don't do that, it can be harder to hear what you want now. You know, if you think, right, I'll just file this. And as you file it, you're like, oh, look at all these other files that I've got. And you kind of don't register, but you do register. That makes sense? It like sits in the back of your head somewhere. You know, your brain notices and it's like, oh, look at all these other things we were going to do or we did do. And you don't need that. You need something clean. Yeah, it's just better. Oh, it must be, if you're starting a new business now, honestly, it must be great to just not carry all this, to just not have all this. Because the longer you don't do this, it's a mammoth task. And believe you me, 14 years of creating, that's a lot. And I've had Canva since 2013. How long's that? That's 13 years of creating graphics. Don't need them all. Don't just like a brief history of, oh yeah, I remember when I used pink and, you know, that's fun, but man alive, you do not need every iteration. And if it sounds like I'm talking to myself here, yes, also this episode is for me. This is me talking aloud about the mental weight of digital clutter. But that's why I'm so good at reorientating people, right? Because I understand it and I'm really good at seeing what needs to be done and how to get away, forge a way through what seems like an absolute quagmire. I'm really, really good at doing that because I have to do it for myself. You know, I'm neurodivergent. I'm autistic who loves neat and tidy, but also ADHD, and that brings significant chaos with it. So let's talk about deleting as an act of self-trust, right? My apologies if you can hear that noise in the background. My kitchen's being fitted and he's just doing something noisy. Hopefully he won't, because decent mic, decent sound, guys. But yeah, it's there. So deleting isn't about being ruthless or being minimalist. You know, that's a discipline that in itself, but it's not about that. It's about trusting your current judgment. And I think that's really important. It's about allowing yourself the space for what needs to be now. Not what was, but what needs to be now, right now, what needs to be. And you can decide that this no longer matters, whatever this is. You know, things in this are like unsubscribing from email lists. Do you know, two people unsubscribed from the email that I sent last week about the podcast, but also about the fact that my cat died. And that made me really sad. So if you're one of those two people listening to this, you made me sad. But obviously it's your prerogative to delete whatever. But I'm like, not on the one when I was also saying about my cat dying. It felt really harsh. But it's unsubscribing from email lists is a really good one. You know, deleting photos, deleting emails, deleting old files. And what it makes you feel is emotional, can do, can make you sad, can make you joyful. It can be uncomfortable because there's that moment of, oh God, but what if I need it? And also oddly relieving, you know, just a real relief of like, I feel lighter and I don't really know why. Well, it's because you just got rid of all that clutter that's in your pocket on your phone or access to it. Because, I mean, my phone, I can get my OneDrive on it. So every single thing that's in my OneDrive on my computer, I can get on my phone if I want. And I very rarely actually use my phone for that, but it's still there, right? I'm still carrying it about in my pocket all the time. And that's a lot. You know, deleting all those emails was really, really, or filed a lot of them. But that's just creating more clutter, isn't it? Maybe I should have deleted them, but they've gone out of my inbox. And that was the important thing. There was a real lightness that I felt about that. And whilst it was about control, as in I've regained control of my inbox, cool, blimey, I know what's in there now. It was mostly about relief. Mostly what I felt was relief of just being, yeah, just not having that there every time I went into it. So lightness, I think, is really the signal. It's not kind of motivation. You know, we're taught to look for excitement or clarity, but often the clearest signal is lightness, this feeling, a sense of space, this less internal resistance, fewer things pulling at you. And I didn't feel fired up about it, but I felt less burdened. And that told me a lot. And that's why I'm doing this episode today, because I think it's absolutely relevant. And the more lightness we can create for ourselves, the better. And you don't need to know what's next before you let things go. That's really, really important, right? 2026 is so far a really fluid year for me. And I quite like that. I'm enjoying seeing what comes and what happens. And I'm freeing up space to allow for that. And it just feels really great. You know, it feels really liberating, really freeing, and letting go of a lot of stuff that I've been hanging on to. And I want that for you too, because it's important. And if you don't have a plan for why you're getting rid of stuff, you don't want to just keep the stuff just in case, if that makes sense. So, you know, you don't need to necessarily review it or have a reason for doing it. Just get rid of what doesn't feel right to you. You know, Marie Kondo, it. Massive fan of Marie Kondo. Or Swedish death cleaning. You know, they're two approaches to the same thing. It's like, is this useful? Is this interesting? Does this make me happy? If you can answer yes, then keep. If not, then just get rid of it. Delete it. You know, get rid of it. And if it no longer fits you. But so instead of asking yourself, what should I add? Ask what is asking something of me, and what would it feel like if this wasn't here anymore? Ooh. Yeah, it's really good. It's really close. It's really freeing. It's really liberating. Just asking yourself those questions, because we do add. And digital clutter isn't about mess. It's about consent, I think, as much as anything, you know? Sometimes the most supportive thing you can do for yourself isn't to try harder or plan better. It's to remove what no longer belongs and see what's possible in the space that's left. And this is really shaping the way that my year is going to pan out and the way that my my life is going and my business is going. And I just want to say that if things feel heavy right now in your business, your head or your life, it's worth considering that it might not be because you're kind of like rubbish at what you do or doing the wrong things. It might be because you're carrying too much, or you're carrying things that you no longer need to carry. You know, not everything that exists in your digital world deserves ongoing access to you, to your energy or to your attention, your identity. You know, some things were right just once. Just then, something served a purpose, and some things can be let go of without any trauma or, you know, whatever, big kind of fanfare. It's just like, no, I don't need that anymore, and off it goes. Da, 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 da. See ya. You don't need to declutter everything. You don't need a big plan, and you don't need to know what's next. You can just do things bit by bit by bit, even if that's just closing a few tabs or filing or deleting some emails. You know, it's kind of enough. But definitely look at your photos, right, for sure. I know you don't need all the photos that you've got on your phone. I'm telling you that. Sometimes the most supportive move is just to remove what no longer fits and notice how your thinking changes when there's a little more space. It's really, really important. So how this is all fitting into my year and ways to work with me, ways for me to support you, is that I'm not going to be creating much. And I love creating things, but I'm not going to be creating any big containers. I'm not going to be creating any new programs. I'm not going to be creating anything fancy. The way to work with me in 2026 is by accessing what's already there. And by that, I mean me and my brain. So over the coming weeks, I'm going to be offering you a way to work with me, a way to access my brain, a way to get reorientated within your business. Because as I open this episode, that's what I'm really good at. And that's what I really love doing. So that's what I'm going to do. And it feels quite scary, but also very, very exciting to just be that raw and to just have it as that raw, rather than, right, we need to have a plan, we need to have a schedule, it needs to be on these days, it needs to have all this in the background that you can download and all the stuff that we do, right? We create because we can create, but I'm not going to be doing that. My creativity is going to be absolutely fired up by the work we do together, the way that I support you, the questions I answer for you, the direction I'm able to give you, and also creating just stuff because I want to. Like, I got a painting by numbers thing for Christmas and I'm really excited to do it. So just being, allowing my brain to be creative in ways that, shock horror, aren't to do with work, which I don't think I've done since I started my business, really. Oh my God. And it's time that that changed. So yeah, so I'm still here. I'm still here to support you in your business. This podcast isn't going anywhere. And I am still here to support you in your business by being your orientator when you hit that brick wall that we all hit. So watch this space. And if you're absolutely desperate for my support now, just drop me a message and yeah, we'll talk it through. I'll tell you what my ideas are and we can take it from there. So that's it for this episode. Go delete some stuff. And, you know, if part of that is deleting listening to this podcast, then I will be very sad, but I fully respect your decision, because if it's no longer serving you, it's no longer serving you. And same for my emails. But however, if you do not already subscribe to subscribe to this podcast, and you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure you do subscribe, because that's a good thing to have. And also my emails, you can, if you go to my website, libbylangley.com, you can sign up for my emails and they're pretty useful. So that might be helpful to you. Okay. Thanks very much for joining me today. And I'll see you on the next episode of Messy Business with me, Libby Langley. Lots of love. See ya. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If something sparked a thought or started a shift, I would genuinely love to hear about it. Let me know on Instagram @LibbyLangley. Until next time, make space, stay curious, and do more of what you love.